When you call it order.
Okay.
Can we speak to Jason for a minute and make him bring us back at a different time?
What?
I think I'd like to ask Jason to bring this issue back for us to review, if there's any way we can handle it.
Okay. Before we get started on this item?
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Woods has a question of staff before we start the Montecito project.
I'd like to see
a little follow-up.
I'd like to see, Jason, perhaps we could ask staff within the confines of the state law to bring back an agenda item on this issue of RV parts, et cetera, to see what room we have to make us more comfortable. Commissioner Norby brought up some good points that I think we should investigate, and perhaps a little hearing on that, to if there is an ordinance that we can reference or create that would make this a little tighter situation for the future.
Commissioner Woods, would you suggest you would want it as a part of an agenda item on the director's report, or as a standalone agenda
item? As a standalone agenda item, so that we can actually make some recommendations so that future hearings on this, we have a little more teeth to work with.
Well, you know, if it's standalone, that makes it a part of public notification.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Certainly. We can also work with the advanced planning staff to help with that. Okay.
Good. Thank you very much.
And while you're looking at that, would you address a question also that was kind of implied anyway by Commissioner Norby, and that is, what in the future is going to keep anybody, what is the incentive for anybody to get a permit for a mobile home park when they could actually get a permit for an RV facility, wait 6 months or a year, whatever, and then essentially turn it into a mobile home park? I mean, I'd just like to understand, you know, if that is something that we are going to be seen more of.
And Commissioner Beck, I'd like to also add, if we could get a legal analysis, I don't know if that wasn't directed to you, just a staff analysis, because in my interpretation of land use and past projects and in my profession, what I do, if it's not stated, you cannot imply that it's there. And the word permanency is not stated in the code. And to imply that the state means permanency, you can only imply that unless it's stated. So if you could have some sort of a legal opinion on that as well, I'd appreciate it as part of the staff report.
Okay, now we'll comment.
Certainly, I just have one question, and perhaps Paul could help us out with this. In the event that you want an analysis done by staff, we can certainly provide that. If it was something to be provided by county council, I'd have to defer as to what that could be.
Well, what I hear Commissioner Norby asking for is some more analysis of the health and safety code section and its parameters, and we could certainly work with staff in including that in your staff report.
I was wondering what kid did this.
Okay. Are we ready? Okay, let's have the staff report on Montecito.
Good morning, Chairman Beck and Planning Commissioners. My name is Larry Hoffrider, and I will be presenting item number 3, Montecito Ranch. The Montecito Ranch project site is 935 acres and is located approximately 1 mile northwest of the Ramona Community Town Center. Access would be provided by Montecito Way in the south and connect to Ash Street in the northeast. The project includes 417 single-family residential lots, an 8.3-acre active park site, an 11.9-acre historic park site, and 571 acres of biological open space. In order to attain the project design shown above, 3 legislative actions are required. These include a general plan amendment, a specific plan amendment, and a rezone. I'm going to summarize the project's permits, and then I will discuss 3 project issues, namely the project's open space design in conformance with the community character, impacts to traffic, and staff's analysis of the proposed wastewater reclamation facility. The Ramona Community Plan currently establishes development parameters for this project site, including a density of 0.5, a maximum of 417 single-family residences, a 30-acre park site, industrial and agricultural uses, and a 2-acre minimum parcel size. The general plan amendment proposes to modify the Ramona Community Plan to remove industrial and agricultural land uses and to replace the 30-acre park description with 20.2 acres of parks, which would include an 8.3 acre active park and an 11.9 acre historic park. The general plan amendment would also replace the 2 acre minimum lot size to allow 20,000 square foot lots. As you can see, the overall density and total number of units is consistent with what was originally contemplated for this area. The general plan amendment also proposes to amend the county's circulation element. As you can see in the image before you, SA 330 would be realigned between Ash Street and Montecito Way, adding connectivity to the Ramona Road network. It proposes to reclassify Montecito Ranch Road from a rural collector to a rural light collector to better reflect the semi-rural character of Ramona. And finally, SA 603 would be eliminated from the circulation element to avoid impacts in Ramona grasslands. The proposed road network is consistent with the road network proposed as part of the general plan update. In accordance with the California Government Code, a specific plan has been prepared to address site design and layout, as well as utility provisions and infrastructure financing. A rezone is proposed to bring 2 small 2-acre parcels into the specific plan boundaries, as well as to reflect the residential, park, and open space uses contemplated in the specific plan. The remaining permits include a vesting tentative map with an accompanying site plan, a major use permit to provide landscaping and architectural design standards, and a major use permit for the proposed on-site wastewater reclamation facility. An environmental impact report was prepared for the project and concluded that the project would result in significant and unavoidable impacts to traffic and air quality. On December 3, 2009, the Ramona Planning Group voted to support this project with 9 members voting yes and 4 members voting no. On December 1, 2009, the Ramona Trails and Transportation Subcommittee also voted unanimously to support this project. As noted earlier, there are 3 issues that county staff would like to highlight for your commission today. These include 1, the project's overall compatibility with the community character, particularly the open space design preserve; 2, the project's impact to the road network and its impacts to traffic in the area; and finally, 3, the viability of the proposed wastewater reclamation facility. This map shows how the project's open space design relates to the nearby biological preserve, particularly the Ramona grasslands to the west. As you can see, the project site is located in the northeastern portion of the grassland boundary. Residential development was concentrated in the northern area, identified as orange, to allow the project to help contribute to the Ramona grassland preserve. There are approximately 3,490 acres in the existing preserve, identified in the translucent green, and the proposed project would add 571 acres to this system, identified by the hash mark. The historic park site and active park site is also identified as bright green on the southern portion of the project boundary. This exhibit shows the surrounding parcelization immediately adjacent to the project site. The areas to the east include some lots less than an acre, which is indicated by orange, but most of them range between 1 and 2 acres or 2 to 5 acres. These are indicated in yellow or blue. By contrast, the area to the west has lot sizes greater than 10 acres and or are already in a biological preserve. Given that the project site is nestled between semi-rural residential homes on one side and large blocks of open space on the other, staff supports the project, which would consolidate homes in the northern area and establish a continuous swath of biological open space in the south. As noted earlier, a number of design standards and community amenities would be incorporated into the project to further ensure compatibility with the larger Ramona community. Landscape and architectural design standards are shown on the slide above. The slide on the left is an example of a craftsman-style house, whereas the equestrian-style themed fence on the right and the community entryway at the bottom are similar examples of design standards that would be required. Finally, the project proposes an 8.3-acre park site and 11.9-acre historic park site, which would be available for use by the general public. The historic park site would maintain the historic Montecito Ranch House, and it would include an equestrian facility. The project includes over 3 miles of non-motorized trails highlighted in yellow that would be used for hiking and horseback riding. Compatibility with the community character is ensured through the combination of strict design guidelines as well as the various community amenities proposed by the project. Staff also carefully analyzed the project's direct and cumulative impacts to traffic. In addition to building the proposed Montecito Ranch Road, which would connect Ash Street to Montecito Way, the project would improve a number of off-site street segments. To the north, Ash Street would be widened to a 40-foot travelway with a 60-foot right-of-way. And similar improvements would be made to Montecito Way and Montecito Road to the south. Most of these improvements entail adding a dedicated right-hand turn lane or dedicated left-hand turn lane to facilitate greater flow through the intersection. And those are the intersection improvements. Under existing conditions today, a significant segment of Highway 67 and Main Street currently operate at a level of service F. Additionally, under today's conditions, the intersection at 10th Street and Main Street and at Highland Valley Road and Dye Road and at SR 67 and Archie Moore currently operate at a level of service of E or F. The project would improve the operational characteristics of these two intersections to a level of service D or better, although the project would still result in significant and unmitigable impacts to 67 and Pine Street. Improving the level of service at these intersections would help improve the flow and functionality of these street segments. County and Caltrans staff have determined that the mitigation proposed as part of the project is appropriate for the project's impacts. However, significant and unavoidable impacts would still occur for 2 miles on SR 78 and 9.5 miles on SR 67. It is necessary to adopt a statement of overriding consideration to address the significant unmitigated impact to these road segments. To improve the level of service to D or better, State Route 78 would need to be widened to 2+ lanes, and SR 67 would need to be widened to 4 lanes for a length of 9.5 miles. These are beyond the purview and ability of a private applicant. Both of these segments are state highways under the jurisdiction of Caltrans and should occur on a regional level. It should be noted that widening Main Street, SR 67, from Highland Valley Road to Dye Road from 2 to 4 lanes has been included in the SANDAG RTP as a highway improvement project. Finally, the project included a major use permit for an on-site wastewater reclamation facility. Although the project demonstrated that it is technically feasible to operate an on-site treatment plant and environmental impacts would be less insignificant, staff recommends denying the use permit and having the project connect to sewer for several reasons. One, the Ramona Municipal Water District has issued a will serve letter and wishes to serve the project. Two, the site is within the inactive latent powers area of the Ramona Municipal Water District. And the Santa Maria treatment plant is less than a mile away. Three, LAFCO supports activating the inactive latent powers for Ramona to serve the project, in part because it would not result in the duplication of service. Four, off-site facility improvements would be required of the project, would improve district operations and benefit the larger Ramona community. And finally, the cost of future homeowners is estimated to be $500 annually, whereas the estimated cost of an on-site wastewater reclamation facility is expected to be approximately $2,500 annually. Additionally, county staff have several concerns with the proposed on-site package treatment plant. Number one, it would require the formation of a new district because neither the county nor Ramona Municipal Water District want to operate the system. Two, LAFCO has preliminarily indicated that they would not support the formation of a new district. Three, the Ramona Community Plan discourages package treatment plants. Four, public facility element findings cannot be made, which require the package treatment plants to be comparable in cost to other facilities in the county. The wastewater reclamation plan estimated a standalone plant would cost between $1,200 and $2,500 annually. The average for similar type facilities in the region is $538 annually. Overall, county staff has found connection to RMWD to be more cost effective. The chart above shows several sewer facilities in San Diego County. As you can see, all of the facilities, with the exception of Valley Center, cost less than $1,000 annually, with an average cost of $538. At an estimated $2,500 figure annually, the proposed Montecito Ranch facility is close to five times more expensive than the average facility in the county. Staff finds that the project design is both compatible with the community character and that it will contribute to the long-term biological functioning of the Ramona Grasslands Preserve. Staff has also found that the project has mitigated its traffic-related impacts while two segments will remain at a level of service E or F, the roadway and intersectional improvements will help improve the flow of traffic in the Ramona community. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission make the following recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, including denial of the major use permit for the wastewater reclamation facility, because the Ramona Municipal Water District is willing and able to serve the project, and the cost of the facility is not comparable to similar facilities in the region. This concludes staff's presentation.
Okay, if we don't have any questions, we'll go ahead and take our break. And I'd like to ask Jerry Green and Craig Jung to come up and sign your slips as to whether or not you want to speak or just register your opinion. I'll leave down there. And we'll be back in less than 20 minutes.